I think it was appropriate that Mr. Finney, who is, I've got the correct words out of their mouths beforehand, a mentor of Paul Cooper, who just so recently has had this such a fine triumph with his sixth quartet. And then we have Paul as a mentor, I guess, to Elbert Milburn. Both are mentors to a whole flock of very clever young men I met a few weeks ago down at the planetarium at Clear Lake. Here at Stockhausen. So it's the most fortuitous coming together. And having got the Phi Beta Kappa chapter part of it over, I think we should get to the speaker of the evening by way of that young man over there, Paul Cooper. Well, as John says, it's a very great personal pleasure and privilege to introduce a guest for this evening on behalf of Phi Beta Kappa and on behalf of the Shepherd School, to introduce one of America's foremost composers, a profoundly influential teacher of other composers for more than 40 years, a performer and champion of American music, including its folk traditions, and a very great human being, Ossie Finney. Finney was professor of composition and composer in residence at the University of Michigan from 1948 to 1974, and taught at Smith College for 20 years prior to that appointment. He was a student of Nadia Boulanger and Arambert and Roger Sessions, but this is not just a kind of biography here, or delineation or anything like that, because I think Finney, perhaps more successfully than any other American composer, was able to fuse in his music the sophistication of European trends and techniques with American openness, directness, and even pragmatism, if one might use that word. Finney is also the teacher of such younger composers as George Crumb and Leslie Bassett, both of whom are Pulitzer Prize winners, and Roger Reynolds, also a very distinguished composer, and as I said this afternoon, he's won every award in the book except the Pulitzer, and that will probably be forthcoming one of these days. Finney's second and third symphonies were premiered by the Philadelphia Orchestra under Eugene Ormandy, and Yehudi Menuhin commissioned his fantasy in two movements, which he had the pleasure of hearing excerpts this afternoon. And this was a commission for the Brussels Exposition in 1958. He himself has won such awards as the Pulitzer, the Guggenheim, the Brandeis Gold Medal, and the Boston Symphony Award. He is a member of the National Institute of Arts and Letters and the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. Our guest has lectured widely on contemporary music, the place of music in American culture, the creative process, and music as a part of human expression. He's made several tours for the United States Information Agency, singing American folk songs with guitar. His music combines 12-tone technique with tonal structure and reflects his roots in the Great Plains of Central North America, specifically North Dakota and Minnesota. The title of this lecture is Should a Composer Talk About His Own Music? Now, if you would ask me my personal opinion on this, I would say, well, some composers, my answer would be no. some others, maybe. Still others, possibly. Or none of the above. But in the case of Ossie Finney, a very decided and affirmative yes. Our great pleasure, Ossie Finney.